real work is done in the communities. The real work is done where the people gather. The church is
Resident Sharon Grant says she thinks the country is going in the wrong direction. Wearing a red, white, and blue colored shirt, Grant attended the Liberty Justice for All, a rally for America's future.
I think that it's extremely important that I do what I can to educate myself, to protect my children and especially my grandchildren. I think this election is probably the most important in our life. I have to make a wise decision, and that's why I'm trying to educate myself.
Kevin Thornhill also attended the rally. He has lived in Pinellas County for more than 2 decades and is active in local Tea Party organizations.
We're losing our freedoms. The Constitution is being destroyed by this president, albeit a nice guy and a hip guy and everything else, but he is not working for all of us. He's only working for his electorate, which would be the unions and others. We need to get our educational system straight around this country, and we need to restore our freedoms in this country. We need to get government out of our checkbooks, out of our pockets, and out of our homes.
One of the speakers was Director of Education and Training at Americans for Prosperity, Darren Iwicki.
The scary thing is, folks, is the United States for years has always ranked very high in economic freedom compared to the rest of the world. The scary thing is that we've been on a continual decline over the last 10 years. We used to be ranked third in the nation. Our current ranking right now, according to the Fraser Institute, is 10th.
Iwicki says the current government spends too much.
Both sides of the aisle need to come together and realize that spending is the problem. Even if you wanted to raise taxes, the revenue generated as a percentage of the GDP, historically, is only 18%. We spend, on average, historically, 20 to 21% of our GDP. Now, you do the math. That doesn't make sense. If you were to balance your checkbook that way, we would all be poor.
Iwicki says, while estimates and statistics on the government spending increase differ, the downgrade from Standard & Poor's is real.
And by 2021, they're projecting that we'll spend at a 26 to 27% of our GDP, while the average of revenue will stay roughly around 20%.
Another speaker was retired Army veteran and Sarasota talk show host Dr. Richard Swire. He says voters should look back to the founders of this nation.
Men like George Washington, Alexander Hamilton, Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams have withstood the test of time. Many times we look at short-term, loves of, a singer, a dancer, a movie star, a politician even, and we forget that they always fail in the short term, and there's a reason they fail, and that's because they don't embrace the religion and the beliefs that our founding fathers did.
St. Petersburg neurosurgeon and conservative political activist David McCallip organized the rally.
We want to offer a positive message to Americans about liberty and justice. We want to tell them where we came from as a country, where we have individual liberty, where free markets prevail. Not the caricature of the free markets we often hear about, but true free markets. We want to talk about equal justice, where we have rule of law, not the arbitrary whim of the rule of man. We also want to spread a message about God. God has a moral expectation for mankind, and it's higher than any government could ever lay out for us.
McCallip says America is at crossroads, and voters will decide the fate of this country.
We have two different ways we can go. In my view, we can go down a road that involves the government controlling us more, or we can go down a road where people control their lives more, and there's a clear choice. So we're here to offer one pathway that we think Americans should embrace, and if they do embrace it, we think we'll have peace and prosperity in America.
Representatives from the Republican presidential candidates Ron Paul and Rick Santorum had informational booths at the rally. For WMNF News, I am Andrea Lipka, reporting from St. Petersburg.